Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Mr.
baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came. Oh, he came. You need a man too.
Difficulties, but you know how that be. Y'all know we still get down. Tommy, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Look at stuff. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Chilling.
I'm always
your name, where you at?
Hey.
Lord, 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 Lord. How everybody doing on this wonderful Wednesday?
I'm good.
I'm good too. It's beautiful Wednesday. Got my gun license.
You say what?
I got my gun license.
You got your gun license?
Yeah, man. I'm licensed to carry now. I walk around this motherfucker like John Wayne. You know, gun permit, dog. Gun permit.
I understand that. I'm just saying, where that come from?
I wanted to be able to carry a gun, but legally, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, unlike back in the day, you know, motherfucker got a gun, that first thing they do is run. When the police come, they take off. I'm too fat to be trying to run, man. I got to be legit. I can't run a half a block without stopping.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine me trying to run from the police. I'm 46 years old.
Well, I mean,
they be laughing at me,
point,
man.
At what point do you feel like you're going to be in a situation like that anyway?
I'm just saying, man. You know, motherfuckers still carry dirty nowadays. I don't want to be dirty no more. You know what I'm saying? I want to be 100% legit. So if they ever roll up on me, I just pull out my little license and be like, nope, I'm good. Back off me.
Okay.
I mean, think about it, dog. Think about it. How many people you know that's licensed? That's legit. Not many. That's all I'm saying. I'm happy. God damn it, I'm happy. I don't know about y'all, but I'm happy.
Okay. On the brighter note.
Okay,
I'm everybody
else
doing?
Have, yeah, I can tell you.
All right, y'all, check this out, man. We know how we do it. It's Wednesday. We kick back out a little far. Now, I had a question that I want to ask. You know, now let's go with it. I want to go into this trust type thing, this trust issue that we have.
Trust as far as boyfriend-girlfriend trust or just friendship trust?
Yeah, like, okay, let's just say, for instance, you know, let's just say that we, all right, we're in a relationship, right? We're in a relationship. We're doing our thing. But, you know, I feel like I don't trust you. You know, I feel like I don't trust you. I feel like that we got issues with each other and all this type of shit. I mean, Janine, would you need my Facebook or like a social site or something? Would you need that to feel like my codes to feel like, okay, the only way I can trust you is if I have access to all your stuff?
Okay, hold on before you answer that, Janine.
What?
Oh, hold on before you answer that. Are you talking like? I just want to make sure I'm getting the question right. Are you saying as far as you got to have my passwords to log on and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No. First of all, I'm too busy. I don't have time to be checking on your Facebook page and stuff like that. For me to add for your Facebook, I mean, for any woman to ask for your Facebook password and they want to know all that, then they don't trust you. You might as well say, I don't trust you, and I want this stuff. This is why I want it, because I don't trust you.
I agree.
So they not, I mean, they not asking for it to gain trust. They asking for it because they don't trust you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I understand totally. Okay. I mean, I'm in total agreeance with it. I'm in total agreeance. There's no way. I mean, I've said it once and I've said it 1,000 times. I do feel like certain things is that, you know, even though we are in a relationship, we still need our individual space. How can we have
that? My thing is, even if you give it to them, they can read something that's taken wrong. You know what I'm saying? They don't know everybody you know here. That could be your cousin that they ain't never met. They're saying something to you. They think they trying to holler at you and stuff. I mean, so regardless if they have it or not, it still can go wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, my thing is why, I mean, at that point in time, I mean, I just don't feel like I need that. You need to have all that type of information. I mean, it's just too much. I mean, it's just too much when you're constantly, you know, with a whole barrage of, I need to know this, I need to know that. I mean, that's just like, I mean, we touched on this numerous times, but, I mean, just like the cell phones. Shit, you don't need to be on my phone. You don't need to answer my phone. I don't need to be answering yours. First of all, ain't nobody calling me from Ain't nobody calling my phone. If somebody called your phone for me, 9 times out of 10 is my mama. That's because she couldn't reach me on mine. And I'm pretty sure it's a great emergency.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't trust me, then evidently you have a reason why you don't trust me. And all I'm going to tell you is you might be right. Because if you feel that way, and if you feel I'm doing something, then maybe I am. as far as I'm concerned, because therefore we ain't got no choice anyway, so I really don't care.
I agree. Because I just feel like, I don't know, people just go too far with it. It's just like, oh, my God, it's like, I need to know this, I need to know that, I need to know where you at, I need to know that. No, you don't.
Thing is, even if you told them, then what? Okay, so say you not being right. Say I am cheating. Okay, so I tell you, now what? It's just like, now what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? Okay, you need it because you're trying to say, you know, you don't trust me. You, if you have that inkling that you don't trust me or you caught me before or whatever happened, then you're not going to trust me. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to trust me. And my thing is, if I'm cheating or whatever, and evidently you still here because you evidently you feel like you know and you don't trust me, you ain't did nothing about it now. You didn't do nothing about it then. So what difference do it make?
I'm on your side. I agree with you wholeheartly. I agree with you 110. Nah. I want to ask another question. Well, and I'm gonna get this one to the ladies. Liquor Storm, I'm gonna start with you.
Mm-hmm.
You got a male friend.
Hold on a minute. Hold on, dog. I'm sorry, Liquor Storm. I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to take part in that conversation.
Well, you knew this stuff, motherfucker. So why was I supposed to know?
I'm back on now. I had to quiet the house down.
Mm-mm.
Now, me personally, I just need to take about 30 seconds so I can say what I want to say. Me personally, everybody know how I feel about the cell phone, but social media, I'm with you on that one. I agree with you on that one. You don't need my Facebook password. You just don't. All right, now we can move on. I feel what I want to say.
Okay.
I just wanted to get that out there.
Well, now, let me ask, like I said, let me ask, like a star, I'm going to start with you. You got a male friend. Now, I don't know how long y'all been friends. I don't know if y'all ever been intimate or not. All I know is you telling me this is your male friend that's coming to town. And he invited you out to dinner. Now, let me ask you, would you go?
No.
Okay, reason. Can't just say no. You gotta give a reason. It's radio. Y'all can't get one-word answers.
No, I mean, I was going to get there. No, I wouldn't go because the same reason that I wouldn't let none of your male friends or family in the house while you're not home. It's the same reason why I'm not going to go with a man that I know and you don't know just because I said we're friends. I mean, it's a respect thing. Chances are, okay, if my male friend is coming out of town, you know, and he just surprises me or some shit like that, he's not going to be offended by me not coming, so I'm not worried about that ruining the friendship. But I am worried about if I do go, what it's going to do to our relationship. So I'm not going to go.
Okay. All right. Janine, what about you? Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
You know what? You going? You're not going? What?
I'm in a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, you're in a relationship, and your male friend comes to town, and you say he want to take you out to dinner. Y'all catch up, kick it.
Where our relationship at?
I don't know. It's on the rocks.
I don't know. I might think about it.
Well, let me ask this, man.
Okay.
Now, do I know that the male friend came into town? Does
you don't even know the man?
Is she asking me permission? Okay, I don't know him, but I'm saying, did she come and say, "Hey, Joe just came into town, my longtime friend from so and so," or did she not even tell me about it?
I mean, she tell you she finna go out with her friend.
And it's a
and
dude.
He
well,
just happened to be a male.
Well, if well, everybody who know me, no, I don't have no male friends. If it's a male that wants to take me out, it's somebody that want to fuck me. So it's just as simple as that, because I don't have male friends.
Okay. All right. I'm asking. Would you bring it to, okay, let's just say, would you bring it to me? Would you ask me the question, could you go? Or would you just be like, I'm not even finna go down that road?
If I'm pretty much done in the relationship that I'm in, then I might think about going, yes. It depends on where I'm at in the relationship. I may or may not. I can't say.
Okay, damn it. I'm through with the questions.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on.
Answer the question.
Let me say something about the question. First of all, if she walked up to me and said, Joe from out of town, my longtime friend, whatever, want to take me out, do you got a problem with it? I got a problem.
Of course.
You know what I mean? My response is, well, can I come? Because if I can't come, you can't go. Straight up.
My thing is, if you trying to go somewhere and be shady, I wouldn't tell you in the first place that I'm going somewhere.
Well, first of all, I got 1,000 questions.
Wait a minute. Stop. Wait a minute. What do you mean if you trying to go somewhere and be shady, huh?
I said if somebody, an old friend, come to me and I actually like this person, and he want to take me out, why would I come tell the guy I'm with?
Okay.
So you don't get fucked up when you get caught.
Okay, let's hypothetically speak this. Let's just say it's a friend. Now, I don't know what level of friendship y'all been on, but you telling me that it's just a friend.
Okay.
All right, I mean, as far as you're concerned, it's platonic. As far as you're concerned, you going out with him is platonic.
Mhm.
Do you tell me then?
Yeah.
So you would actually go?
Not that you wouldn't, didn't want me to go. I mean, if I'm going to tell you, of course you're going to have, you know, feedback about whether you want me to go or not. So if you say, no, I can't go, then I guess I can't go.
Okay. Now, my thing is, okay, now, as far as, like, let's just say, if I did say that you couldn't go, would you think that I was being overbearing about it?
No. No, I mean, why should I care? I mean, he's just a friend. It ain't like me and him are like that anyway. We just friends. If we want to catch up, we could talk on the phone.
Exactly. You ain't got to go no damn well.
We ain't got to go out together, nothing like that. Or I would see if you would allow him to come by the house, or we go somewhere together, or something like that, to see if you would allow something like that.
I can't hear you. You just went real low.
I'm just saying I wouldn't get mad at the guy I'm with, no.
Okay, and that's what I was asking. That's basically what I was asking because, I mean, I heard that, okay, person, like, they went, and it was just like, okay, why is he mad? And my thing is, how the hell can you not, you know, how the hell can you not, I just think that's just like me. If I got up, it's just like, hey, well, you know, girl, I grew up, me and her grew up together. She, you know, she want to go out. You know, she's okay in town. She want to go out. Now, my first thing is, if I did feel like, well, fuck it, I wanted to go, my first question is, hey, you want to go?
That should be your first question.
You know, and if you say no, and you tell me you ain't going either, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm not even finna entertain that idea.
Smart man.
I just don't think you should.
That shit gonna lead to a whole lot of other stuff, man. If you go,
I think you open the Pandora's box, because now you get her or him the freedom to do, okay, this the game we playing now?
Yeah, you did it, so how come I can't do it?
Right, Janine, you being you. Motherfuckers say, well, it's just a friend. I mean, don't you feel like, okay, you didn't open the floodgates down?
Who, me or him?
Him. I mean, if he came to you like, well, this is just my friend, I'm going out with him. You know.
Oh, and he go anyway, even if I say no?
Right. Don't you believe he just opened the floodgates?
Of course he did.
Exactly. I mean, no, and I'm in agreement with you because I truly believe that if you do, you know what, I think us as individuals, we do some fucked up shit. But when you maliciously do some shit, come on, man, you asking for it. You asking for hell to get leashed up, unleashed upon you.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do no pause. I would ask, she asked me out, you want to go with us? She'd be like, nope. I say, all right, well, I'll call until I can't make it.
I'm right. Go I mean, that, I don't even think I even bullshit. Just entertain the idea even going.
No, but I wouldn't even. As soon as my old long lost friend said, hey, I'm in town. You want to go out? You know what? I'm glad you're here. Thank you for hitting me up. Have a good time. You know what I mean? Be safe. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not. I mean, because I know my man. I know my man. I know how my man is. So it's like, okay, I got a coworker. Like, you know what I'm saying? I see how you look at my motherfucking coworker. And you know we work together and ain't nothing going on. There's no way I'm getting ready to bring a complete stranger to you. Talking about, well, we grew up together. I'm not going to do it. I know my man better than that. I mean, you know, regardless of the other shit, all I'm saying is I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to tell my friend, you know, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it. But, no, I'm not even going to entertain thoughts. Nope.
And, you know what? I wouldn't want to go in for the simple fact. If she come to me and say, hey, this is Joe. He's from out of town. And then we go. We know we go together. It wouldn't be a good conversation because I'm thinking in my head like, yeah, did y'all used to fuck? You're naked. That's the shit that's going through my head.
Now, here's the flip side. Now, if Joe say, hey, you know, me in Indianapolis, me and my fiance or me and my wife are here, you know what I'm saying? You want to catch up. Then I might go to my man and say, hey, listen, you know what I'm saying, a friend of mine from school, back in the day, this town, him and his wife are here, you know, they invited us out. Okay, cool. Then I'll entertain the thought. If it's just
that's different. That's different.
Right. If it's a couple type thing. Right.
I don't know if I would go, but I would actually think about it. If it's him and his wife and me and my wife.
Exactly. I would at least bring that to my man. Hey, baby, you know what? A friend of mine from school is here from out of town, and his wife want to check out Indy. You know?
Man, I ain't trusting that shit neither.
So what if y'all used to fuck? What if, regardless if he got a wife or not, what if that was somebody you used to sleep with, but he might not know that? Like, yo, the person you with may not know that.
Regardless,
he's gonna want to hang out with somebody you used to sleep with?
No, of course not. But what I'm saying is, at least if my friend came to me with a couple sort of a deal,
mm-hmm.
I could at least take that to my man comfortably. If he came to me on a me and him sort of thing, I'm mm-hmm. not even going to entertain the thought. Regardless of the relationship that me and my old friend used to have, if he's coming to me like him and his wife, you know, he wants to get together as a group, I'll entertain that. I'll at least ask my man, hey, you know, baby, do you feel like getting out tonight? You know what I'm saying? An old friend of mine and his wife are here from out of town. They just want to see the sights. I would entertain the thought. Now, if my man said, I don't want to go out with no male friend, if my man said no, then it's a no. But I would at least entertain the thought.
I'm going to tell you like this. Here's the bottom line of this. I'm gonna tell you playing Russian roulette, because if I ever find out that you and him fucked, and you came to me with this he my friend shit, and you done took me out with this motherfucker, it's gonna be hell to the captain whenever I find out.
Okay, so we 40 years old.
I got to disagree with you, dog.
We 40 years
old
now.
Hold on, nigga.
Oh, you not finna no.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I got to disagree with you. Because the simple fact is, if it's a couple thing.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
But if it's a couple thing.
It ain't just said it best. Okay. I don't want to be around no nigga that fucked you. And nigga, boy, look here. Let me tell you. All bullshit aside, let's be realistic. You really can actually sit there. I don't give a damn if his wife there or not. You really can sit there and listen to him just kiki with your old lady, and you know he didn't put his dick up in her?
Okay, hold on. Because let's shed a different light on the same situation. All right, but listen. I'm not talking about you per se, okay, or y'all per se. But, okay, I'm going to use myself. I'm going to use myself for example. All right, I have a child by a man who is not the one I'm with. Now, he is married to somebody else. I am married to somebody else. Me and him and his wife are cool. Won't have no problems, no beef, no none of that with each other. So you mean to tell me, okay, we know for a fact that we fucked because we got a kid together.
You comparing apples and oranges. I know that already. I knew that going in. If you got a baby by him, fool, I know that. But if you bring this motherfucker up talking about this just a motherfucker, your friend, your homie from back in the day, and then you're not finna sit there and double talk me talking about my homie from back in the day when this a motherfucker you used to fuck. And because if I find out you was fucking them, I got a problem. Bottom line.
All right, so like I said, everybody got a pass.
I don't want my child's father hanging out with my man no way. I don't care how cool we are. I don't want them having drinks together.
Well, I know for a fact I don't want my baby mama hanging out with my boy.
Hell. Exactly.
Right.
I don't want to start hanging out. I mean, we could all be cordial, but we ain't going out together.
Hell no. No,
I mean, the fathers we
going. Nope, we busy.
The fathers we going is to the kid's birthday party.
Exactly.
We ain't going no father.
And that just goes to show that everybody ain't the same, because me and my.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. I can be, like she said, I can be cordial. I mean, mm-hmm. I can be cordial. I have been in a situation where her boyfriend was there. I had a date. I had someone with me. And we were cordial with each other. It wasn't planned, but we wind up making the best of the situation. But now us getting I could deal with that. I could even walk away from that and be like, oh, okay, tonight was an all right night. But my thing with this, you can't come to me saying that's my friend. No, you need to tell me the real, because if, I mean, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Flat out.
Flat out.
If a motherfucker, I mean, until it's proven that he can't, most men feel like if I fucked you once, I can fuck you again.
I agree with that 100%. We talked about that the other day with the baby mamas.
Now, I'm not saying he can't.
He's
40
years old now. It really matters. Okay, I had sex with this boy when we were 17 years old. And that's the only time I had sex with this boy. Now, really, we 40 years old now. 20 years later. And him and his wife, he just happened because we're on Facebook or whatever. They in Indianapolis. And
nope.
He like, I'm really
nope.
Supposed to say, okay, baby, listen, I had sex with him when I was 17, but do you want to go out? Really?
Like I said, if I find out, it's going to be trouble.
Well, what if she told you up front? What if she told you up front?
Okay. I'm just still going to look at her like, you out your goddamn mind. No, we're not going.
So, see, that's why you don't even entertain the thought. You just tell the motherfucker no. Nah, no thanks. I ain't going to make it. Fuck that. It ain't working.
Well, I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, I mean, if you sitting there talking about, well, okay, he got his girlfriend with him, so, yeah, we can. No, we still can't.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's happening?
This Marley?
Marley. What's good?
Oh, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
What's happening? What's good with it?
Man,
I seen
the baby boy. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, fine. This stuff.
All right.
Y'all can continue on.
I think we got you on the line. I guess we'll ask you too.
Oh, shit. What'd it do?
Check it out, bro. Here's a scenario. Your girl got a friend come to town, a male friend. He say he want to take out to dinner. She come to you and say, her male friend want to take out to dinner.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, man.
Never.
Nah.
Damn, everybody quiet.
No, I'm about to give you part two of the scenario. Now, before I even give you part two, why would you say no, dog? In your own words, why would you say no?
I mean, because I know me, you know what I mean? I know what I've been through and what I done, and, you know, I just know how I go anyway, you know what I mean? Ain't no friendship. Come on, man. Come on, man. Ain't no nigga just taking you out today. Just take you out. You know what I mean? If y'all friends like that, then he gonna invite me too, huh?
Okay, so now, all right, now, let me ask the second part of it. Now, he comes with his old lady, and he say, well, you know, you and your dude come out with me and my old lady. Now the twist of it is him and your girl done fucked before. Are you still going?
No, man, I ain't going unless I'm just trying to go hit his girl.
Let me ask this part of it. Your girl come to you in the beginning, and she say that, yeah, that's just her friend, and you agree to it. You agree to go out, but later on down the line, you find out they did fuck. Are you upset? Even though they fucked like 20 years ago, are you upset?
Oh yeah, I'm upset. Yeah, I'm upset because she lied to me. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. See, I'm not the only one.
Hold on one second.
Technically, she didn't lie. She just didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I mean, all I'm saying is everybody has
a
past.
That's not a lie.
I mean, everybody has a past.
All right, I'm saying.
I mean, let's just say it's not a planned thing. Let's just say me and you, we together, okay? Me and you, Father Time, me and you, Cass, me and you, oh, we together, okay? And we're out. And I bump into somebody or somebody that I used to know bumps into us. You know what I'm saying? And when I introduce you, oh, hey, Joe, you know, this is my man, this is Father Time, this is Cass, or whoever I'm with, okay? Am I supposed to, as soon as he walk off, I'm supposed to tell you, okay, by the way, we
see, fucked. There you go. You're comparing apples and oranges again. You're comparing apples and oranges. I'm not even finna ask you right now unless I ask the question, where the fuck you know I'm from. But now,
they
came to town. Listen to what I'm saying. See, you keep trying to go around this. This motherfucker calls you up and says he want to take you out. Or he calls up, but the whole thing is, if y'all didn't fuck, man, no, you don't need, why should I feel like that third awkward motherfucker? Why should I feel like the third wheel?
You know, like I said in the very beginning when the first question came out, I'm not even your entertainer in the first place. Fuck it.
Well, now, you did say you would entertain the idea if he brought his girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, no, I said wife. I didn't say girlfriend because girlfriend ain't official. Girlfriend is just
somebody.
Well,
I tell you what. If I was in that situation and it was a wife, I would entertain it. I would. Because, I mean, you can't get mad if somebody was hitting your girl before you. You can't get mad about that.
But why I got to hang out with her?
Right, you ain't got to hang out with her because everybody's girl got hit before them.
Right.
Exactly. I'm not
saying
you got to
hang
out,
but
at the same time.
And why I got
to
be cordial?
I'm not saying you have to hang out. I'm not saying you got to hang out with the motherfuckers, go drink a beer with the motherfucker, none of that shit. All I'm saying is that if she didn't tell you in the beginning and you find out later, I mean, you could be a little upset, but, I mean, how mad can you be?
I mean, you got a snake, though. You got a snake if she ain't tell you. You see what I'm saying? Really?
Oh, so, okay, so you expect any woman you meet to run up on you every time you run into somebody, she's just going to fly and say, oh, yeah, by the way, me and him fucked 30 years
ago.
Yeah, me and him have. Hey, but listen, though.
Before we got together, thing, this shit was 20 years ago.
It was 40 years ago. I'm not hanging out with them.
I mean, females I deal with, when we run into somebody, I'll be like, yeah, I hit that before, but we cool now. We don't do that no more, but yeah, I hit it before. You see what I'm saying? So why a female can't do the same?
Everybody
ain't built the same, though.
If I did come to you, even if I did say, like I said before, if you said no, then the answer is no, regardless. But if you said okay, then the answer is okay. I would at least entertain the thought. I didn't say that I would go. I'm saying I would at least bring it to you.
Why? Okay, and once again, my question is, why? You know what? It's not even a question. My thing is, don't bring it to me if you done fucked them already. Don't bring that to me. Because if I find out, I'm going to have an attitude.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go out on a date as long as you come back and break bread. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll put everybody.
That's all I'm saying.
So
all I'm saying is, and Tammy, you know you need to quit it because I can see you not.
I'm agreeing with her, man.
You agreeing with her? You won't have a problem.
Hey, man, everybody's fucking somebody. That's just the
man.
Way
you ain't gonna go off. You ain't gonna go out with your ex and your wife. I mean, your wife and your ex.
No, I'm not saying I'm gonna go out with him, but I'm not gonna get mad at him if she didn't tell me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm gonna go hang out with this motherfucker. I don't want no shit to do with him, but I'm not gonna get mad if she didn't tell me. And
you ain't gonna get mad if she don't be completely honest with you. That's what you're saying.
What if I asked a question and she said no, and then I found out the question was yes, of course I'm going to be mad. But if I didn't ask the question and I found out later, how the hell can I be mad at her? I never asked her.
So you shouldn't have to ask. Some shit should just be told. You know what I mean?
Come on, dog. Come on, man.
All right, so, I come to you, and I'm like, okay, look, my old friend from school and his wife are here. Now, we had sex when we were 17 years old, okay, but him and his wife are here, and they just want to see the town. You know what I'm saying? They invited us out. Would you like to go? I mean, I'm really, okay, me and him have
sex. No, they can get a motherfucker tour guide.
Damn right.
All right.
Damn
so cool.
You
so
see
like,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what they can do.
Hey man, hold on. Hold on, y'all. We got somebody else online. Frank, what's up?
Yo, what's good?
What's happening, Frank?
How everybody doing on the line tonight? I'm good. I'm chilling.
What's happening?
I wanted to call, man. I need to change the subject for 5 minutes. I don't want to interrupt, man. I see y'all getting deep with it, and it's good conversation.
Oh, he personal.
I got to get some shit off my chest. It got to come from the heart real quick.
This ain't Dr. Phil line.
hey, Dump, you got that song queued up for me?
No. I was trying to let you know I couldn't get it queued up because my computer was down.
Okay, well, it's all good. I just want to hit 3 points real quick. I got 5 minutes. First, I want to talk about music real quick. I want to talk about studios. More important than that, I want to talk about studios in Indianapolis. More important than that, I want to talk about studios, Schoolface Studios, with whole-ass niggas named Chris Styles, who's an engineer, who want to get on Facebook and social networks.
Who's this dude, man?
Let me finish talking. Like I was saying, he getting on. First of all, if you're a man, you tell a man something to his face. You don't get on the social network. That's what women do. You know what I'm saying? That's first. Second of all, you know what I'm saying? Don't get on the internet lying about shit, you know what I'm saying, that was going on in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I get in the studio, I know what the fuck I'm doing. I didn't ask this man to mix nothing, but he's on his computer and he's talking shit and he's lying, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, you know what I'm saying? But I want to bring the truth to light, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit is corny. And you got little kids who's on these social networks and they're going to think that shit is cool and that shit is not cool. You know what I'm saying? That's some whole shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to make that known. So if he don't know, now he know. He shouldn't do that. Be a fucking man. You tell that man to his face. Third of all, when I'm in the studio, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting stuff done. I never mentioned mixing, you know what I'm saying? I just mentioned, you know what I'm saying, editing some shit out, you know what I'm saying? But I see my voice got hurt because they changed it, and now they got 3 hours for 100, you know what I'm saying? So I want to make that known, you know what I'm saying? So when this get played back, I make sure this get aired, you know what I'm saying? He need to hear this, you know what I'm saying? So now he can tell me to my face when he see me. I'm not getting no social networks. And that's how that can be done. And y'all can get back to y'all show. My apologies. Thank you, Cash. You know what I'm saying? Because let me say what I got to say real quick.
Frank, hold on, Frank. where all this coming from, man?
This is coming from shit I'm seeing on Facebook. I go to the studio. I do my thing in the studio. I'm recording. He gets on the studio the next day, gets on the Facebook the next day talking about niggas think this McDonald's, they can have it their way. Nah, nigga, if I'm paying you on the clock, you do what the fuck you asked to do, nigga. That's what you paid for. Don't sit here and stunt and try to front on me. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. That's not cool. That's corny. And if it was a problem, you could have said it then. This is how we do business. And if whether I like it or not, I'm going to accept that. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait. And then get on the computer and say something that's corny. You know what I'm saying? So I hope he hear this. I want this message to get delivered to him because he's corny. You know what I'm saying? Now he know he's corny. That's all I want to say. I'm talking about Chris Styles. He's the engineer at Screwface Studios. No disrespect to hit his cool people, you know what I'm saying? But his engineer, something wrong with him, you know what I'm saying? He need to do something about that. He need to rotate, you know what I'm saying? Because he don't know what he's doing. This guy, Mr. Potato Head, face ass nigga, need to get the fuck out of here. Oh, 2K creative player face ass nigga, man. That shit is whack, you know what I'm saying? Now, and one more thing I want to say is I always talk about I do this for the love because when I do it, If you don't do it for the love, then get out the way. You're doing it for the money, you're doing it for the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying? A nigga that's going to do it with passion, going to make sure he do it with pride, you know what I'm saying, and make sure his work is heard, you know what I'm saying? That money, that man is always going to make money. A nigga who's always looking to make money is never going to make money. He's going to always be thinking about how to make money. He's going to wonder why he's always fucking broke, you know what I'm saying? Do some shit you love, you know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck I'm doing. I'm doing this to teach kids, to inspire, you know what I'm saying? Because I love it, you know what I'm saying? I don't got to make money, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga want to talk shit, so now that that's clear, now that that's out, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure, you know, you record these. I'm going to make sure I repost this, you know what I'm saying? So when he gets to this point, he can know that, you know what I'm saying? And if anybody feels need to know that, yeah, I'll make sure and tag him for me, you know what I'm saying? And that's that, you know what I'm saying? That's all I want to say. Y'all can get back to our relationship talk, you know what I'm saying? My apologies. I ain't mean to, you know, interrupt that, you feel me?
Okay, look, cousin, anytime you feel like you want to get on, tell me how you really feel.
I don't know who Cristal is, but wherever he is, he's sitting talking.
I don't know who Cristal is, but I would definitely get the message to him, Frank.
Word up. I gotta get back to some business, man. I'm gonna hit you back, man. I'm gonna get up with you. I'm gonna call you, man, you know, talk to chop it up with you.
All right, that's what's up, little cover.
All right,
down.
Word up.
All right.
Hold on,
we got another caller. I don't know who this is. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey everybody, this is Selena.
What's up, Selena?
I was hoping it wasn't Chris Stein.
Yeah, I'm going to have to nip that in the bud. I don't know.
Is that your little cousin, Frankie?
Yeah.
Damn.
Right. Like I said, I ain't even know that was coming. I ain't even see that was coming.
What I missed?
Hang up. Motherfucker hung up. Like, what the fuck? Wow. Yeah, you might want to have to smooth that over with him. I think he thought he was talking about his.
I'm on with the show.
What's y'all talking about?
We just went totally left right there. I don't know. You know what, Selena? Let me ask you.
What's
that? Out of town friend. Somebody you do don't even know, and we hypothetically speaking, you ain't got a holler, ain't got no dude or nothing like that. Hypothetically speaking, dude, let's just say me and you together. You tell me I got a friend coming in from out of town. He want to take me out to dinner. I mean, I'll tell you, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad at me?
I mean, I want to hear your reason why. But at the same time, I would invite you, honestly.
You said what?
I said I would ask you what's your reason of saying no, but I would invite you just because I know it is a male friend.
Well, somebody need to answer their damn phone.
Okay.
Still at work.
Yeah, that's me. Take over.
I got you. So now what were you saying, Selena?
I said...
Would you tell me?
Yeah, I would definitely tell you. I'm honest if anything. But I would tell you, and I would offer you, you know, to see if you want to go, you know, being that it is a guy. But I would want to know your reason why you don't. Because it's supposed to be about trust.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the same situation that... He gave you. You know, I like your hair. I liked your hair when it was red. That was cute on you.
Thank you.
But what if y'all were on the rocks? What if y'all relationship wasn't in a good place at the time that dude asked you? Would you go and would you tell me? I mean, we arguing and fighting like a mug, and been like that for the last 3-4 months.
Oh, well, I'll definitely go. I mean, if we're on the rocks at the time and we're not speaking, it is not a point in me telling you because we're not together at that time. Oh, I'm going to go.
But we still live together. We still in a relationship. We're just not in a good one.
He's like, wait a minute.
You just in ran with it. We still a couple. We just ain't happy right now. We ain't in a good place at this point in time. Dude slide in like, hey, I just got into town. I want to take you out and blah, 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 blah.
See, I told you when we ain't in a good place, I don't know. It gets a little iffy.
I see.
Damn. Where we going to eat at?
Y'all bogus as hell. Y'all bogus for that shit. Just because we ain't in a good place, you're going to go ahead and go out with the dude. That's kind of foul. Going out with this dude. I mean, what you gonna say when I find out? Somebody gonna see you.
I'll say they
tell me about it.
I'm like, we was mad that night. Remember?
That ain't no reason to go out with somebody else.
But the dude gone. He ain't there forever. He just coming to visit. He means nothing to me, baby. Let me touch you there. It'll be over with.
Good answer.
You about to get fucked up.
Great fucking answer. Great answer.
Oh, shit.
Yes. And Selena, and you know what? Up. Y'all know Selena don't even do that. Like, she done already told us. So,
pretty much.
Yeah, right. You done already told us. I ain't fucking your dick. I got bad knees. I'm not fucking with you.
Right. Exactly. So, no, I was lying on that part.
No, we're
you about to get fucked up. Okay, now let me ask a question. Let me ask y'all a question since we're talking about that. Okay, so even though our relationship is not where it should be, y'all would still entertain other motherfuckers because we not where we was at last year?
No.
You would still go out there and holler at another motherfucker? That's kind of, instead of working on our relationship, you trying to find another motherfucker?
Like I said, it depends on where we at. I feel like it depends on where you at. Me as a woman, if I feel like I'm like this close to breaking up with you anyway, going out with somebody really don't matter.
You a dirty mother.
My words exactly. You a dirty mother.
I would tell him though, if I have to tell you something over, if I told you something three times and you ain't make it right, and it's just me putting forth the effort, I'm gonna let your ass know that I'm seeking elsewhere. It's no secret, and I don't care who's gonna run back to the past. Shit, that's the game I play. I done told your ass three times, so you can't be that retarded. That means you don't give a fuck. So my suggestion to you is leave me the fuck alone or get rolled the hell over.
That's some bullshit.
With my new dude in the car. I should knight your ass. You be on that bullshit.
That's
not
nice.
With your new dude in the car? Is that what you said?
Dirty motherfucker.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
But honestly, at this point, me personally, I don't want no man in my place right now. I'm kind of disgusted with me right now. So right now, I'm not in a relationship, nor do I seek one. These men
are crazy. Detail. Why you don't want no relationship?
I don't want to be in a man's presence on that right now. Because they I don't know what's up with these men these days. They just flip the script. Shit.
So you're going to let one man stop you from talking to other men?
No. No, what I'm saying is men is on hold for me right now. I'm on some other right now, and the relationship or talking to a man right now is not in my cards at the moment. And when I want a little scratch and tickle, I got a little few people on me
right now.
No, I don't want no damn woman. I got
right
not at all. Not at all. I definitely don't want no women. Shit. That's what the hell
turned
me on. I just told you if I want a little scratch and tickle, I can go through my damn phone. Shit. And see your ass home. Real quick. I'm just saying I don't want to be obligated to nobody right now. It's like if I flirt, it's like I for some reason I come out flirting. I was told I come out flirting when I talk. And I fucked around and got in a relationship I had no clue about. This man cussed me out so bad, and I'm like, what the hell happened? Shit. You know, I don't know what happened, but I was like, dude, I don't want a relationship, and I don't even remember telling you that. I thought we was just texting shit and having, you know what I'm saying, going to meet up for drinks and shit. You done went left with it, and I bought my own drinks just to make sure, you know. God damn it, I ain't on that. You know, but, you know, to be in a presence and, you know, talk and have fun, that's cool. But other than that, I don't want to go home with you. I don't want to see you in the morning. I don't want to do none of that. That's going to be cool. This is how about us, you know, on speaking time. These niggas are too emotional for me right now.
Hello.
Anything else? That don't make me bitter. I'm not bitter against me. And it's just right now, I just don't have time. They all read
out. Yeah, I think you are. I think you are.
I sound bitter.
Yes,
no,
you do.
I'm not better.
Sometimes people just need to have
themselves.
Yeah. And do them.
And when you've been with, I've never been single. That's the thing. I've never been single. People just going to make me in a damn relationship. It's like as soon as I got out of one, I was on to the novel. So right now, I'm just trying to see what I really want. I probably don't even want a fucking relationship. I don't know right now. I don't even know what type of man I'm like. I thought I knew, but I don't.
Okay,
Hold on, dog. Hold on a second, man. You about to catch up right now. Let me ask a question.
Huh?
I've noticed that every time a woman is talking, Janine is always testifying. What's up with that?
What is you talking about?
She always, every time a woman is talking, Janine always goes. In the back.
They can't do the same thing when y'all men be talking, so stop it.
It's only when the man gets dogged out. She testifying like a motherfucker.
Don't be calling her out.
Like I'm back church in this motherfucker. And you bitter as hell. I don't know what dude did to you, but I'm sorry.
No, I apologize
for all the other men out there.
I'm sorry for
whatever he did.
I love men, honey. Don't get it twisted just right now. They just kind of irritate me. So they're going to do what the hell put on earth for.
He got your head fucked up. He got you the way you don't even want to talk to a dude.
Yeah, because they're disgusting. I mean, right now, everybody's speaking the same thing, which is not a damn thing I want to hear.
It's only one dude, though.
I know.
It's only one dude.
Everybody, okay, well, I'm going to tell you about a guy that I don't know what the fuck. I just told him what, you know what I'm saying? Something like, well, I quit texting you out there because every time I talk to you, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you say the same damn thing. Shit, just woke up. And you ain't even got a job. I don't want to listen to no man saying that shit. What you doing today? I want to come see you. You can't come see me. I don't like nobody soaking up my light and gas bills and shit and ain't putting nothing on me. You ain't got nothing to give. So
wait a minute. He just woke up at 2 in the afternoon?
2 in the afternoon, and it's the same deal. First he lied about having a job. Caught him in that lie. Then Thomas said he just be chilling.
Is he selling dope?
And you 42 fucking years old. How's you just waking up at 2 o'clock? What bitch, you know what I'm saying? Where do you live? And I just like, you know, I don't be wanting to hear that shit. You got to have something else going on besides me.
Hey, he's probably setting a lot of dope at night. You know what I mean? My man probably up late at night hustling. You don't know what the hell he's doing.
I don't really care. I just need to pick up a hammer or a screwdriver or something. Do something. Shit, laugh. Don't tell me no nothing. I'm just chilling. That shit burns me off. I like to hear, you know, move around.
But I'm not bitter. I'm damn sure not bitter, honey. That's the wrong word for you when you speak on Selena. Wow. I'm just living my life, but I don't have to have this one guy either. I feel like I could talk to, I can date guys. But right now, I don't want to date none.
I mean, if you don't date, how do you know what type of man you like if you don't date different guys?
I'm sitting
exactly.
Because I thought I was I, the same person that I thought I liked, loved, or whatever you want to call the shit. I liked him at 19. But at 35, I really honestly can say I don't like that man. And that's just fucked up because we got history, but shit, it is what it is. And the shit they call me in out here right now, I mean, I ain't really missing out on that. That's a dick. And they always offer that. Ain't about a phone call. Like, shit.
All the time. All the time.
Exactly. So if I can't get
you, you like being single? First of all, how long have you been single?
I've been single for about 2 years now. I've been single for 2 years.
2 years?
Listen, I'm not done. And I've been semi-single for about a month now. I mean, I've been semi-single. Now I'm just, okay. I've been single for two years. I've been semi-single for almost a year. So now I'm just single now. Get it? Got it?
And are you enjoying that life?
Yeah, it's cool. I work too much anyway. I work a lot, so I don't really have time. And that was another thing. I'm working a lot, and I got to come home and listen to somebody talking about what I did, where I answered the phone. You know, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that shit. People got too comfortable talking to me any kind of way. That ain't cool. When you start talking crazy to each other, that shit started. So, but, you know, I like my life. I'm chilling. And I like to flirt and not feel bad about it. Flirt with me and not feel bad and shit.
So, in other words, you're single.
I kick that country ass to the curb.
You kick your ass to the curb.
And it's going to get hot, so hey. It's all good. Sure, I'll be okay. But I ain't bitter. I don't want you to call me bitter. I'm not bitter. I love me.
I'm just saying, I don't know if bitter was the right word, but you can't let one dude piss you off to all the other dudes. That ain't cool.
It's like 10 dudes that threw me off from dudes right now. Actually. But it's
10 dudes.
I mean, you know, just to think about dudes, like,
like, damn, this guy is
out here right now. It's okay. I'll be okay. I ain't gonna go
without.
It's a choice. I can
get it, man. That ain't no problem.
I guess.
Ooh-wee.
Everybody's so bitter. So bitter. So
hot.
Damn,
man.
Damn that rap music.
Huh? I'm bitter.
I don't know what the hell going on. I just got back.
I thought you said everybody's so bitter.
You just sound like you sound like you're mad at the world.
You don't have to go to your high voice on the bitch.
What happened? I mean, no, seriously, I was gone. I was trying to, you know, I'm trying to work and do this.
All right.
You know what? You know what? Don't worry about it. You ain't got to tell me a goddamn thing. Shit.
One dude made her hate all other men. That's what happened.
I don't hate men. I love men. If it wasn't for men, the world would go around. So I don't hate men. I love men.
You just said you're done with men. Did you not say you're done with men?
I said they're on hold for right now. If you start talking to and listen instead of dictating, no, honey, I don't hate them.
Well, on hold, done is all the same damn thing. You ain't messing with nobody right now, right? That's what you're saying.
And I'm not missing shit, trust me. Not missing nothing. I love them all.
This is a crazy show.
Yeah, this motherfucker done went all over the place.
All right, Frank calling in.
All fucked up.
Frank,
I don't even know who Chris Sal is, but he pissed.
Right. He done went all. Now, old texting me talking about what the fuck going on, man. Yeah, this done went all over the place.
I mean, let me ask a question. Y'all men, y'all talk about us, but y'all do the same shit. If y'all relationship on the rocks and y'all woman ain't doing what y'all feel she needs to do, and y'all feel like y'all close to the end anyway, y'all not going to go out with somebody else?
They do the shit.
I wouldn't. Nope, not all men do that, because I wouldn't do it.
But I'm saying there are a lot of men that do that.
Oh, I have no doubt about that.
Okay.
I know.
It's men that got
but
it.
But all
good.
Men don't do that shit.
And still fucking around.
But but at the same time though, you got some men that actually want to work it out.
Yeah.
What about
okay,
them?
and I'm sure the woman that you with would know that. That's what I'm saying. It depends on the relationship you're in. So, more than likely, I know the motherfucker I'm with, he's an old shady motherfucker. Then if he's that type of person, then yeah. If we at the end of our relationship and I feel like I'm getting ready to leave and it ain't working for me, then yes, I'm going to go out on that date or whatever.
All
right. Yeah, but do you tell dude, though? Do you tell dude, hey, this ain't working out for me, or do you just go start going out on dates?
He's gonna know already, because we done already had about 15 discussions about how this not working. And we done been trying this for 2-3 years and going back and forth and this and that. And by the time it gets to the end, it's like, okay, you know, we done tried this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. How many times we gonna keep doing this?
Right. Oh, and that's so annoying.
Oh, yeah. Now, here you go testifying. All right, girl. That is so. What did you say last night, girl?
Hallelujah.
There you go. That's all I'm hearing right now. Girl. Yeah, y'all talking real slick tonight.
Well, I mean, more than likely, if we doing it, he more likely he doing it too. We ain't just out there doing it, and he ain't doing nothing. I mean, seriously, come on now.
That's not true.
I'm saying if that's in the relationship we in, if I know he is, then he is. That's what I'm saying. If I'm in a relationship with somebody that I know, and I know that's the type of person he is, then I'm going to believe he is.
Well, then let me ask you this question. If you know that's the type of person he is, then why would you waste your time with him in the first place?
Well, I'm not.
Why
would
you
even
get a relationship with him?
Evidently, I didn't feel like he was like that at the beginning. What I'm saying is, if you find out that somebody is like that, and then you've dealt with it, and, you know, maybe you've worked it out a couple of times, after so many times, it's like you're going to be done with it. I said, you just are. You're just going to be done. And I'm just not the type of person that I'm not going to keep going through stuff 15 times just because we both say we sorry or whatever. I wouldn't expect a man to do that for me.
Amen.
Okay, well let me ask, there you go again.
Wait a minute, hold on. Stop. Nah, I done sat here listening to everything everybody said. Nah, okay, at some point in time, y'all motherfuckers got to stop this shit, man. I got to go my ass to work, but I just got to listen to it. I'm just listening to this shit. I'm already pissed off because I got to go back to work. But I just got to, y'all, come on now. I mean, ain't, okay, this number that everybody keep putting on this shit, like, okay, I ain't gonna listen. And I don't mean just y'all per se. I hear this all the time. Well, I ain't gonna keep doing this shit over and over and over. I understand that. I understand the concept to that. But at the same time, ain't none of us perfect. We all gonna make some fucked up mistakes. I mean, my thing is this. A lot of times, a lot of that forgiveness come because you do fucked up shit too. But if you do something, you know what I'm saying, and it wasn't a malicious act, then yeah, I can find it in my heart to forgive you. But if you just maliciously doing shit, then I can see that. But all right, I'm gonna make a mistake, and after I say I'm sorry about that mistake, I'm probably gonna make another one. But I mean, just all that, oh, you only get three chances to fuck up with me. I get so tired of hearing that shit. But then you motherfuckers do everything up under the sun just like everybody else.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about malicious acts, like sleeping with other people, doing shit behind the person's back. We're talking about malicious stuff that you intentionally doing. And we're not saying just the guys. We're saying women do it too. What we're saying is people not going to continuously take that from the other person too many times. I mean, yeah, you can say you sorry.
And when you be, if you're not going to own up to your part of the situation, right, you both going to do something stupid. But when you have somebody saying, okay, let's work on this, but then you end up being the only person working on that shit, or wear you down. So as far as it just being me, hell no. I know that was true to women with good men, definitely with good men. You know, it works both ways. But you get tired of being the only one, from my experience, trying to put in work. You get tired, and you want to leave before it gets bitter, because I'm not bitter, because we still going to be cool. We still cool at the end of the day. We good. But you know what I'm saying? We're not in a relationship no more. But, you know what I'm saying, yeah, we all have flaws. I've never met a perfect person in my life, and I'm the most forgiving person. I can't hold a grudge to save my life, but at the same time, I ain't no fool either. And if I'm constantly telling you something that's bothering me, and clearly you're ignoring it, I'm going to take it like, okay, well, maybe you don't understand. If I tell your ass again, okay, it's like you don't give a damn. So, you know, then I'm going to be on my way. I'm no fool. I'm going to sit around, you know what I'm saying? Let's be honest here, but as far as saying it's all men and all women, no, that's a lie. I can honestly, you know what I'm saying? I don't know no perfect people. I don't even want to be around no perfect people because I'm sick of learning.
Well, the last I heard, I was the closest to perfect you gonna get, so.
Yeah, okay.
Who said that shit? What was y'all drinking?
I'm drinking some red Kool-Aid. Why, you got a problem with it?
I think my uncle was perfect, but like when I say he ain't perfect, I think he's perfect in every way. But she said, "Girl, please, he's not perfect." But that's through my eyes on what I see. Nobody's perfect.
Well, like I said, let me ask this question: how many times is enough?
I don't know, cause I've been.
It ain't no number on it. Only you will know that.
Right, and let me say,
only you, the person going through with it, will know.
I can honestly say my ex will be a good man for somebody other than me. So it ain't like I'm bashing him or nothing. When he do finally settle down and find a woman, he's gonna be a good man. You know what I'm saying? She got to have patience like anybody else.
I feel the same way about my baby mama.
Yeah.
She's no, seriously, I do. I feel the exact same way about her. What you just said, I feel the same way.
Definitely.
Just not for me.
I wouldn't have been with him that long if he wasn't a good person. I'll stop. You know, so, you know, people grow apart, but it's better to grow apart as friends than grow apart as being bitter and stupid, fighting and all that shit. You know? He wore my ass out. I had to grin, literally. Shit.
Y'all show dog men tonight.
Whatever, you good. I ain't like dogging no man.
Y'all got cats.
Yeah, y'all are. Right, he can't even talk right now. That motherfucker quiet as hell right now. He all baffled.
Well, that's the first.
Like, what the fuck? But like I said, though, all men aren't like the guys y'all described. Some of us.
No, you know, you got these men out here wants you to be a down-ass female and all this whole goofy-ass shit. I mean, what are we being down for? What's we down for you to get ready for another
one? I don't want my wife. I don't want my woman to be down. I want my woman to be a woman. I don't need her running the streets with me and all that bullshit.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about down for you, not ride or die chick. I guess that's what you're taking to bed. I'm talking about somebody that, you know what I'm saying, go 10 to 15. But if you
Every man wants that.
But if you
every single man on the planet wants that.
That's why you don't fully get to finish what I'm saying. I said. But if you a lad ass and you ain't willing to. A lot of men don't want to go that extra mile, but want you to go that extra mile. This is what I'm saying. From my perspective.
But see, I don't agree with
they
that.
They done got lazy and forgot what the man part in the house is supposed to be. That's just from my eyes.
And maybe he thinking a woman is doing the exact same thing. She done got lazy.
Yeah, he could.
She got comfortable.
No, I couldn't. Well, not with me. Comfortable, I got real comfortable in talking to him the way I did, which is not cool at all. But other than that, I always stayed on my feet. I kept him up. So now
well, see, that's my point
that.
Exactly. You just proved my point. Why should I do all this stuff for you when you're talking crazy to me all the damn time?
Right. But we end up having a relationship as a brother and sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, I got you. But and that's gross. That's not, you know what I'm saying? It ended up being, that's not what I want. I don't want that. I don't want to be down with you just after you keep on fucking up. And I can't call on you for shit. Not even no advice.
Well, all I'm saying is every man wants a woman to be down for him. I don't know no man that don't want a woman.
And we want the same damn thing, though. I don't know no woman that don't want it either. But if you ain't giving it, then why? Don't ask from somebody that you don't want to do. Don't ask no one to do nothing for you that you don't want to do for them. Stay strict, what I'm saying. And that's by breaking it down, please. Don't ask of somebody that you don't want to do for them.
I agree with you 100%.
We all agree.
Right, finally.
Right. This is a first.
We all agree.
This is a first.
I just don't want to come off as a male basher because I love men. And I really do.
Well,
I love them so much I had kids with them. I love them so much I had a few kids with them. What?
I would hope so, unless you name Mary.
Oh, my shit.
It takes a man unless you name Mary.
I'm almost Mary. I'm the closest thing to
I said, unless your name Mary. You know who Mary is, right? That's Jesus' mama.
Mary the Virgin. I said, I'm the closest thing to her. You got a problem with that?
Hey, but guess what? Have y'all ever thought about this? Listen to this.
Right.
Have y'all ever, clear your mind. Have an open mind about this. But God had a baby mama.
Watch it.
Nobody never thought about that, has they? God has a baby mama.
He's trying to get a thunderbolt stick to them then. I'm good. I'm straight.
I thought he wasn't going to talk about religion. You're going to have that pastor
call you. You on that kind of thing.
You're going to have that pastor cussing you out in the hot second.
I won't be on Sunday because I ain't going to be there. Catch me at the basketball court.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, I don't want you to think all men are fucked up. Some of them are, but it's some good dudes out here in this world.
Oh, hell of a lot. Yeah, it is.
Because I think I'm one of them. I think I'm a good dude.
And you're taken, right? So we're not even talking about you. We're talking about the ones that's not taken, man.
Well, I'm pretty sure some good dudes out there that are single.
Yeah. Slam to none. It's a lot of DL, brother.
Quit going to the hole. Quit going to
the hole
and go to a different club. Go to a different club instead of the hole.
I'll go to the club.
He been to the club. Who knows how long?
Janine, you don't go to the club neither? Really, so y'all don't go to the club no more? Nobody club anymore?
Liquor Store's never been to a club at all in life.
You ain't never been to a
club? Damn, Janine, we sound like brother and sister right there.
Seriously?
I ain't never been on a dance floor. Now, I've been to a bar, you know, a place like that, but no, I've never been to no club.
Strip club neither?
I've been to a strip club once.
Why? Why you've never been to the club? I mean, that is amazing to me. You've never, ever stepped foot in a club. Why?
I don't know, because I never felt like I was missing nothing. Shit. I mean, y'all got to understand. I told y'all I'm a loner. I don't have no fucking circle of friends. And who do you know that goes out by themselves? You know what I'm saying? Like that. I always being somebody's woman. So there was never no reason for me to go to no club.
You know what? I'm gonna make an extra trip.
Before I was somebody's woman, I was somebody's mother. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like I've never had no time. I'm not saying I don't ever wanna go to one. I can't wait for my kids to grow up so I can have a life.
Well, find a babysitter. I'm gonna come and take you to the club. We're gonna go to the club together.
It's gonna be too late.
Right.
Way too long. Yeah. Right. I'm not shit. And I ain't missing nothing. I don't feel. I mean, fuck it.
You missed a lot. It was a
you
lot.
You the whole for real.
You ain't missing nothing. A lot of shit happened in the 90s.
Girl,
shit.
I mean, that's when the club was fun. Shit.
Exactly.
Shit, man. I'd be scared. I got to stand out and go. I don't care where I'm at. I'm sitting right back in the corner. I'm going to run up after the mud. Crazy.
You ain't got to stand at the door with sugar.
I was all over that thing. It took me a week to put together that night.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something that happened up here.
I need to ask this you something about somebody that was that cast.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. We got somebody on the line, dog.
Oh, my bad.
Really?
I'm slipping. That's LaFonda.
Yep. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, Liquor Store LaFonda can tell you everything about the club.
About what club?
Any club.
He's like, which one?
You talking about the strip club. And you got a red diamond. Red diamonds off the chain. Lord Jesus, they got males, they got male strippers on one side and female strippers on the other.
Wow, really?
Damn sure don't want to see no male stripper. Ew. Shit.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. It's like the best stripper I've ever seen in my life.
LaFonda, hold on for a second. They got a strip club with men and women? Strippers?
Yeah,
you ain't never seen that before?
I ain't never seen that before, ever. I've never seen a male and female stripper.
It went down, I got handcuffed to the pole and all. I almost lost my soul on that stage.
You need to take Liquor Store with you. She ain't never been to a club.
No, she don't. Mm-mm. And I damn sure don't want to go to no male strip club. I don't give a fuck what you
No, do. It's females on one side. You can choose to go whichever side you want. But the males only come once a month.
Okay, well, I choose to go to the female side. I don't want to see no damn, if you ask me all this,
you don't want
to
see
them. You
don't want to see male strippers.
I'm sorry, but it's cool. I can sit on either side. It don't bother me. I can sit in a female strip club and females take off their clothes. They don't bother me. But I'd rather see a man shake his dick all day.
So let me ask you a question.
I want to see
the man
shake his dick.
Liquor
That's
store.
The only dick I want to see. Yes.
You look yourself. You're a woman.
Yes.
And you don't want to see dudes stripping? You'd rather watch
no.
the women strip than the dudes?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Me too. I don't like dudes strippers. I watch a woman.
Yes. Shit, I do.
If you ask me, Father Time, if you asking me, this is, okay, you're talking about an organization where what we are here to do is get people fucked for you. That's what we're here to do. If you ask me, a bunch of fucking men in the fucking locker room, and fucking big green zone, and fucking thongs, and fucking tight t-shirts, does not turn me the fuck on. No. To me, that's David and Ben in a bed fucking only on a pole. No, I don't want to see that shit.
I mean, I've seen some crazy shit happen at the strip club, especially when Mello is hosting. Because I don't know if y'all ever heard of these strippers. I forgot what their name were. But they be doing, like, the surfboard on the strip on the stripper pole. And she be doing, like, crunches and everything going down the stripper pole. It'd be crazy.
Well, that was me. That was me. That was me under my head.
Blind punch coming to the stage. Blind pudgy, man.
Now, on the other hand, do I want to see some big old bitties? Do I want to see some big old bitties in a big old fat ass? Yes, because that would turn me on. No, I do
but not all strippers got that. I guess they got a variety.
I know, right?
They don't. It ain't even got to be about some big titties in a fat ass. It's a woman. It's a woman. She got some titties. She got a pussy. I don't want to see no dick. I want to see the man who was fucking me. I want to see his dick because I know that he's fucking me. But I want to see him. I don't want to picture him in a locker room with no bunch of other niggas getting all oiled up, ready to go. No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
Well, the woman got to have a fat ass and some titties or something. You can't be no anorexic bitch coming around here with the thongs. Oh, goodness. That just
some dudes like skinny chicks.
Oh,
hey, dog.
Goodness.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. I just realized who Father Time will look like on the stripper pole. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Stupid. Man, I lost weight, man. I lost some weight, man. What are you talking
about? Hey, y'all
about?
remember that commercial when he was like, oh, you want to see this? This is what you want to see. And he gets to shaking and gyrating real fast.
I'm skinny, man. What you talking about?
You still look like Seth Rogen to me, man. You look like a black Seth Rogen.
Chuck and Dave in the locker room talking about, yeah,
let's go,
That's just not sexy. I'm good.
You know, now that you, man, that would be something I got to fuck. Hey, party, your string ain't straight in the crack of your ass.
Right. Ew.
Thanks, Chuck.
He's you know, hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. Hey, man. Your dick ring. Your dick ring ain't on the right spot. Ew.
Yeah, all about this now.
Ew. Hey.
Well, women do it for each other all the time. Nothing.
Yes, that's sexy.
So I'll sit around in the morning when I see that.
God. Damn. All right, y'all, I got to get out of here, man.
Oh, shit.
All right, bro. Anyway, women do that shit all the time for each other. They straighten shit out. Nobody have a problem with that.
No, nobody has a problem with that.
I'm just saying.
Me too.
I'm just saying.
No,
well, I'm gonna come all the way up to Indianapolis to take you to the club.
Okay,
I'm gonna
put it like this. Even the woman who says, "I will never do this, that, and the other," I don't give a fuck what no woman say. There is not, if a beautiful woman walk past another beautiful woman, you're going to admire a beautiful woman. I don't give a fuck if you're gay, bisexual, or any. You don't have to be gay to admire a beautiful woman.
Right.
You don't have to be a lesbian to admire a beautiful woman. No, and it's
exactly.
Don't
think like
it
that.
It doesn't work with men, exactly. And that's why.
Nicole is on.
Huh?
And I'm
Nicole,
telling you.
No,
Denzel walked past me. Fuck Denzel.
You know, beautiful woman is a beautiful woman.
She is on
Maple. Can't nobody deny a beautiful woman. I just don't want to think about Chuck and Berry.
It's going to be on M.
I just don't want to think about Chuck and Berry oiling each other up to go on stage talking
You're
about,
welcome.
Let's get this money. That just don't sound sexy to me.
Well, I'm pretty sure they don't grease each other up. I'm pretty sure they grease
You can be pretty sure if you want to. In my head, yes, they do. Now.
Yes, they do.
They just sit here and play with the car, like, because that just came out of
just like women do. I mean, think about it. I mean, shit. In the locker room, in a basketball game.
They
make things
hard when they go out on stage, too.
Yeah.
We give each other a little exercise
to
go on stage.
Yeah. The fact that I was supposed to leave at 6 o'clock and I didn't, the one day that I
get to push mute because we can hear you.
Right. LaFonda, why do you do that?
My bet. Y'all got to remember that half of the time I'll be at work.
Right, but you got to put your phone on mute.
My bet. I apologize.
All right. All right, y'all, it's
I get passionate.
I be at work. Like, today I was supposed to have been off, and I got froze.
Well, it happens. Shit, I go to work a lot.
No, you're not understanding. I pull 160-some hours every 2 weeks. So the one person
so you
can never
so you can't mute your phone? That, what that got to do with you mute your phone?
I just said I apologize. Damn.
I'm at work, too.
I accept your apology. But we didn't win over. And it's time to get the hell up out of here. So let me start. LaFonda, you got any last words before you mute your phone?
Not really.
Okay. Look at Stowe, you got any last words?
Yeah, y'all are always a bunch of fun. I'll be back next week. Y'all know. I enjoyed everybody.
You hear that one, LaFonda? Did you hear what she just said?
I used to say that all the time, but y'all forever on my case about something.
Hey, I just asked you to mute your phone, that's all.
And then I just say I apologize.
And I accept your apology. So it's all good. Man, why is everybody so hostile? Selena.
That's you.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I forgot you hostile tonight, too, but go ahead and give it to me.
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm not bitter. It was a good show.
Thank you. Janine, you got the last word. You got any last words?
Yes, I had fun. It was a good show. It was good talking with everybody. And I'll be on next week.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And once again, SinCityRadioShow.com is coming, y'all. So stay tuned for that. Peace, love, and hair grease. Everybody have a safe weekend. And we out. Deuces, as the kids will say.
Bye.